Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We will continue to monitor the events out of Washington, D.C. We know that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is going to hold a news conference at roughly 4 o'clock this afternoon. If possible, we will bring that to you live. But I don't want another moment to pass on this show without remarking that today is the day that we enter into year 14 of the Dana and Parks program. It was 13 years ago this afternoon that she joined the program, and it has been the craziest, wildest, funnest, weirdest 13 years of my life.
Well, let me tell you, Sam, I walked in today. I was vaguely aware this was my employment anniversary. A couple of interesting things about year 13 for me. Today marks the first day that I will have been in radio longer than I was in television down the street.
Wow.
And that is it's just a bizarre, shocking, fun, I don't even know what to call it, milestone, because I was at Channel 5 so long.
I feel that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been here longer today.
I've been here longer.
And thrilled every second of it.
Well,
and,
not every second, but most.
Most of the seconds. We'll get to that.
You've been here.
But I look back and I marvel at it, Scott, because you did change my life. I quit a job that I loved down the street during probably not the smoothest time in my life. And finally, after about a year, you and I talked about it, or two, I finally said, okay, I'll quit my job and come. I always call it the dumbest, best career decision anyone could have ever made.
It took some convincing.
It made no sense at the time, and here we are all these years later. And so, Sam, you're going to love this. I went back into our office, which is where we store all kinds of things.
It's really a storage locker.
Right? It's a Petri dish. what else is it?
A storage locker.
It's got a lot of stuff in it from Scott's life, from Dana's life, from our combined choices throughout our lives. And it was very sweet when I came into work today. He got me a card. And it says Mazel Tov on the front. Just going to read it.
Well.
Made me cry.
And what did it say inside?
Inside it says, the best of times deserve the best of wishes. And he writes in that beautiful penmanship, happy anniversary. Who would have thought? Love you, Scott. And I will keep that on my desk. It is very meaningful, Scott. You know how much I love you.
And the only reason I got you a Mazel Tov card is there's no happy 13th work anniversary cards at the store.
It's a little obscure, right?
Mazel tov works, though.
Yeah.
I go back to the office and I'm clearing stuff out just because it's time, not because anyone's leaving. It's just a mess back there and I had some extra time. And I come across another card. I have it here, Sam. It's got a dragonfly on the front of it.
Okay.
Nondescript. I remember buying that card.
And I open it. It is not dated, but if I had to guess, this was 10 years ago.
And there's no pre-script writing in there. It's just a blank card.
It is blank. In very, very tiny letters, it says, in many cultures, the dragonfly symbolizes change, renewal, and new beginnings. And all those years ago, Scott writes, and I quote, Dana, I searched the card rack for the I'm sorry for being a beep card. They didn't have any. So I'm sorry for being a beep. Scott.
Nice.
I don't even remember why I did.
But it is one of the funniest cards and I had forgotten about it. And I'm back there clearing stuff out just because, my God, I cleared out two boxes of crap. Just stuff that needed to be thrown out.
Shall we take a trip down memory lane?
No.
Are you ready to go radioactive?
And I thought it was a joke.
Oh, no, let's not.
We looked it up. It's true. To fard, F-A-R-D, means to apply cosmetics to one's face.
If you fart while you fart, you enter a wormhole.
Seriously?
Radioactive with Dana and Parks.
Weekdays from 2 to 6.
Radioactive.
That was the original name of the show for about 1 month.
There were several times in that first year, speaking of that back office, there were several times that first year I would just go back there and start crying and screaming, what are we doing? I would literally say, and some people listening right now would probably scream, we still ask what you're doing. But in that first year, I said, what the blank have I done, or what the blank are we doing, or what are we supposed to? I said that more times that first year.
Now, Sam, I don't know if I've told you this story before. Maybe I have.
I left my career, and now I can't go back, and I think I want to quit.
In that first year, and I kid you not, we would be on the air and, you know, doing the show, and I heard this 6 times, and I'm going to use sound effects, too, as I throw off my headphones. That's it. I quit. 6 times
and Scott,
I heard that.
Sam, Scott would say, you can't quit. You just left behind a 20-year career, and they are not going to take you back.
No.
You're trapped.
And I would race out of this was always right at a commercial break. And she would look at me in just pure disgust, throw her headphones off, and look me dead in the eye, and she goes, that's it, I quit. And she would go storming out the door. Like a little puppy, I would go chasing after her. Going, don't quit. You can't quit. You can't go back.
Give it another couple months.
And I would say to her every time, trust me, I know what I'm doing. No, I can't do it anymore. You're driving me nuts. Blah, blah, blah. And she goes storming down the hallway. And I go, no, don't leave. You can't go back.
And nothing has changed.
Well,
there was one day, Sam, and this is so many years ago and so many bosses ago, that we got called in because I legitimately did not know what our purpose was here. It took us a while to find our legs.
Is this the Ford commercial controversy?
No, but that was funny too.
Oh, wait, what?
Our boss calls us in the office, Sam, and you've known me long enough to know how this conversation started and then how it ended.
You were shaking in your boots.
We got called in and sat down and he said, you know, I've been listening. And I feel like, he's like, let me put it this way. In every show and in every relationship, someone needs to drive. And he said, Dana, you know, you've had a very successful career doing other things and you are used to driving. And there's this pause. And at this point, my arms are now folded across my body. He says, someone has to drive because you guys are talking over each other. And when do we go to break and how do we come back? And we're fumbling around. I said, like a couple of teenagers in the dark. We don't know what we're doing. And he said, so somebody has to drive. So Scott, you are going to drive. And Dana, and I think at that point I walked out.
Well, at that point I'm like, oh God, oh God.
The door slammed.
So then we come in to do that show that day, and I don't even turn my mic on. I just sit back like this, Sam.
I remember that.
And my arms are folded. And Scott is like, okay, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7, 9, 8. And Dana, what do you think? And I just looked at him and I go, I don't have any thoughts.
There were, you said something
I'm not
else.
I go,
you,
why you would said, I have any? I'm no. not. Oh, my God. Sam, no. it was a disaster.
I remember the quote. You said, I don't have any thoughts. I'm just the passenger.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay.
All right, the trip down memory lane is not over.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kansas City, coming up on Monday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, no.
She's got some to say.
Oh, no. So bad.
Terrible.
Please, can we not?
Sorry.
Coming up on Monday, it's Radioactive with me, Dana Wright.
That was me not talking.
That's right. Scott Parks.
Are you speeding me up, or had no, I not hit puberty yet?
No, Scott, you have so much hair.
Sounded really young and looked a lot younger.
You know, I have two very quick stories to tell. And by the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We have watched ourselves get older. We watched our kids grow up.
Oh, yeah. We've watched each other divorce a lot.
But
going to have to get a second hand here soon.
But I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again because I think it's so valuable as a story. I remember when Mike Shannon retired and they kept flying in angry white guy after angry white guy to be his replacement. And one thing I had done, and I was smart about this, smartest thing I ever did in my career, is I knew Mike was going to retire, and I had a veto clause placed into my contract that I could veto anybody they brought in. And so here comes angry white guy from New Jersey. Here comes angry white guy from Alabama. I mean, it's just one after the other. And finally, our boss at the time downstairs sent up a message and said, because I had gone down in after the first segment with this one guy from New Jersey, and I walked into his office. He's got the show blaring on his speakers in the office, and he looks over at me, gives me two thumbs up, and he goes, oh, it's rocking. And I walked over to his desk. I slam my hand down, and I go, veto. And he goes, my office, 6 o'clock. I thought, I'm done. He's going to fire me. So at 6 o'clock at night, I finished 4 hours with this maniac of maniacs. I go down to his office at 6 o'clock.
He had no idea what was coming.
I walked in, and I go, and I sit down in front of his desk. And he says, we have flown 5 people into town. We've put them up in a hotel. We've paid for their airfare and their meals. This is costing us a fortune. And every single time, all you do is say, veto, veto. He goes, what do you want? And I said, I want Dana Wright at Channel 5. He goes, the morning news anchor gal? And I go, yes. And he looks at me and he says, that'll never work. That'll never work. We've tried this yin-yang male-female show for years. It doesn't work. And I said, when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, they didn't get, this is an actual quote, they did not get a David Lee Roth sound-alike. They went out and they got Sammy Hagar, completely changed the sound of the band, and still sold millions of records. And he looked at me and he goes, it'll never work. I said, then fire me first. And he said, you really want to put your career on the line for Dana Wright? And I said, I'm willing to do it. And he said, it's your life. And then I had to go convince her. That took 2 months.
My gratitude is internal. We have both outlasted that man that we both got along with, and we have
delightful,
still
delightful man.
Not had a number one hit or sold any records.
No, but we've been number one for a while.
Yes, you're like the Grateful Dead.
Amen.
I do not know how this show gets ratings.
I've got one more quick story. Can I tell one more, and then we'll move on to some other stuff? I just love going down memory lane sometimes. We got in big trouble one time. This was probably about 2-3 years after the show started, and we were getting hauled. I mean hauled down to the GM's office. And we're walking down the stairs, and Dana looks at me, and she goes, we're in big trouble, aren't we? And I go, yeah, we're in big trouble. And she goes, oh, God, oh, God. I go in there. We're going to get a professional colonoscopy, and don't say a word. Is that a direct quote?
Direct quote.
We're going in for a professional colonoscopy, and do not say a word. We sat down in those chairs. He was railing and railing. Faces all red. Veins are popping out of his neck. Neither one of us said a word. We got up and left.
And you're still here.
So is she.
First time I have never said anything in a boss ever. I just sat there and went.
All right. Goodbye. 913-586-7798 here on still around after all these years, Dana and Parks.
Hey, Kansas City, coming up on Monday at 2 o'clock, she's got some shit to say.
Uh-oh, Justin Tucker. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker.
Uh-oh.
One of the best in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Is alleged to have engaged in inappropriate behavior, which included exposing his and brushing it up against two massage therapists and potentially leaving certain things on a massage table that I can't describe.
Did you say Deshaun Watson?
No, I said Justin Tucker.
What is the deal with athletes and the massage therapists? For the love that is not the top professional masseuse massage therapists in the United States, I would say all of them, they're licensed and normal and aren't open at midnight on a Tuesday, are very, very concerned about your spine, about your health, about your like chiropractor stuff. If it happens to be a woman in that field, they are not there for that activity.
What was the line you said to me off the air, Sam?
God.
About my back is
My back needs some. I can't say that line on the air.
Well, you can if you clean it up.
No. We
my
all
back
know what
needs
you
some
mean.
Attention, but something else needs some more. Lower.
Tucker is claimed to have demonstrated such behavior at
four
high-end spas and wellness centers from 2012 to 2016.
Those are the four we know about.
He joined the league in 2012, allegedly, and management for two of those spas have banned him for life from returning. He denies the allegations.
Four of them? What's Justin's last name? Sorry.
Tucker. By the way, Antonio Brown also hit with similar allegations about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've got Deshaun Watson, Antonio Brown, who have both settled those lawsuits.
Okay.
And now
there is a statement.
JT.
We have a statement.
You want to read it?
His attorneys say the claims are, quote, utterly baseless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a statement from him himself.
He calls it unequivocally false, says that those reporting it are guilty of journalistic failures. These are four different allegations, by the way.
Correct.
Four. From four different.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's never been banned from any spa or other place of business. Huh. Well, they just all made it up. The NFL says it's looking into it.
Now, whenever the term categorically deny is included in a response to allegations, does that imply some sort of guilt?
No.
I don't think we've ever seen the term categorically deny and then it played out. And
here's what I think. If there's one, maybe two that come forward and you say these are false. All right. But then when there's four. And two of the businesses claim we've banned him for life from ever walking in these doors again. That's when I start to think there's a little too much smoke for there not to be a fire. Does that make sense?
Well, they didn't ban him for no reason.
The Post is reporting, by the way, it's six massage therapists.
Okay. By the way, and we'll knock on wood, all three of us together at the same time.
One, two, three.
Should the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Fox 4 reporting today that multiple sources have confirmed to Fox 4 that should the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, there will be no rally. No rally for the public. There will be a parade, but there will be no rally.
Parade, no rally. So read that parade all the way down the street for an hour, slowly. We're going all like a ticker tape parade, but there will not be a funneled event. I'm asking, where we funnel, 500,000 people into a postage stamp to celebrate and try to see the players up on stage.
Now, if there is a parade, it will go reverse the way it's gone the last couple of times. It'll start at Union Station and go north up Grand to 6th.
Yep.
That way they can hop on the highway and go right to Arrowhead.
That's correct. Actually, though, it's my understanding the rally, there will be a rally, but it will be exclusive at Arrowhead Stadium for the players, their families, the governor, and the mayor. That gathering will be broadcast on the parade route.
Good.
And then the players will come to Union Station, get on buses, and go north up Grant.
Because when we're talking about safety, Scott, any police officer listening will tell you this. It is much easier to respond and control a large smattering of people up and down 30 blocks, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm, than it is tens of hundreds of thousands of people in one space.
I hate this.
I know.
Tell me, do we have to let the idiots win?
I agree. I hate the idiots that came in and did what they did.
Look at each other the wrong way and can't get over a minor altercation.
I know.
So they have to pull their guns out and mess it all up for all of us. This makes me so mad.
I feel safer with this model of celebration. And if it were my young adult children that wanted to go down and cheer on our teams, mm-hmm, I say that for the Royals too, mm-hmm, I would feel much safer if they picked a spot along the route somewhere. How many blocks was that route? My gosh, it goes on forever.
Well, it'd be 20. Well, it started at 6th, ends roughly at
27th.
Is it 2nd?
22nd, yeah.
Okay, so it's only 14 blocks, or 16 blocks.
You minimize, if there is a bad actor somewhere along all of those blocks, for all of the obvious reasons, you minimize a lot of the danger when we are all more spread out.
But you do, you're right, but you also still have a big crowd on the parade route.
So do we during the St. Patrick's Day parade, though, Scott. I mean, cities have been doing these types of ticker tape. Well, look at the ticker tape parade for the 1986 Royals.
Look, 85.
Up and down, and all, like, it will be like that. It will be like the Chiefs parades
we've had the last couple years. In 2015 when the Royals won.
Just without all of us being right on top of each other. I've told you I'm not claustrophobic, but one of the only times in my life my blood pressure was up, and I thought, I've got to get out of here, was during the Royals parade. No arrests. We had the pantsless guy in the tree, but for the most part, everyone behaved. For the most part, I still did not feel safe so packed in with that crowd. I just didn't, because you know what I kept thinking? One person does one thing, and we are packed in like sardines. There's going to be people injured trying to escape. Like all of the things you think about in a large crowd.
Pantsless guy is still the boyfriend of my hairstylist.
Legend.
Absolute legend. Pure
legend.
Pure legend.
But are we just never going to have a rally ever again?
Well, I think there will be rallies for the World Cup in 2026.
You just got to spread out. You got to spread out. You've got to minimize issues by physically spreading out the space where we celebrate.
So the city has announced, let me rephrase. Fox 4 is reporting that the city is about to announce that there will be a parade if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, but there will not be a rally at Union Station. There will be a rally at Arrowhead for the players, their families, the governor, and the mayor. That's it. Even season ticket holders don't get in.
Now, I understand that because I do. I was very concerned about saying, 77,000 of you, come on, the rest of you.
Yeah, wait in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weigh in if you want, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. We're not getting into a gun debate, but I have to address this on the text line. It was not a mass shooting event. It was two idiots who made bad decisions, not a whole crowd. It was a mass shooting. 22 people were injured. One person, sadly, a woman, was killed. But 22 other people were injured in that shooting. That, in and of itself, is a mass shooting.
Three, four times over. And I will not, on this program, minimize the collateral damage for all of the fans who were right in that area, who lost track of loved ones, who ran. There were so many fractures and other injuries from the running and the horror that so many of those folks witnessed. Like, it affected this entire town, and if it didn't affect you personally, you knew someone who it did.
Sam?
I think what the texter was trying to say was this isn't some sort of terroristic situation.
Nobody ever said it was. But you don't think that that there was terror?
But this wasn't an attack, is what the texter was saying. Of course, it was a mass shooting based on the sheer numbers, but this wasn't
premeditated, sitting
at home thinking to themselves.
He or she never suggests that in the text.
And I'm here. If you were anywhere in the vicinity of what happened that day,
you were filled with terror.
You don't care what the reason was.
Dale, by the way, if you missed the last segment, Fox 4 is reporting, citing several sources, that there will be a parade if we're not jinxing them. I just knocked on wood. If the Chiefs happen to win the Super Bowl, there will be a parade. It will go in the opposite direction, so north on Grand instead of south. And there will not be a rally. There will be a rally at Arrowhead Stadium before the parade that includes the players, their families, the governor, and the mayor. And that's it. I'm imagining Kathy Nelson's probably invited too. Dale in Olathe. Dale, hello.
Hello. Always a great show. Enjoy it. Preliminary comment. You guys deserved, I thought, like a Pulitzer Prize. When that parade was over last year in the shooting, you guys did one of the best interviews on radio in years. I think it was a guy named Eric or something who you guys interviewed who told you exactly what happened when it happened. It was really terrific.
Well, thank you very
much. Thank you, Dale. What I remember about that interview is he had not yet reached out to authorities because he got separated from his wife and child, and they just got in a car and drove. And I remember saying to him, oh, my gosh, like, thank you for the information. You have to hang up and call that hotline because he was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was the only one who reported exactly what happened. That's not really why I called. What I called was about the parades. Kansas City Chiefs and Royals throw the worst parades in the world, in my opinion. They need to go to, like, the Barnum and Bailey School of Parades. I was at the 85 parade. If you were there, you might recall it was a total disaster. They brought in these bales of confetti that were giant. They were throwing them off the top of buildings. They were nearly killing people with them. And then they were setting the cars on fire because, if you recall, they had to stop their parade. Brett Saberhagen's car was catching on fire. It was a total disaster. The Chiefs parades, I've been to two of them. I go down there to see friends and to have a beer and enjoy the fun. But the parades are lousy. You can't tell. It's just a drunk-a-thon by the Chiefs, which is unfortunate. But they come by on these rented buses. You can't tell who's on them. You can't see anybody. Unless you're on the front row, I'll give credit. I think Mahomes and Kelsey, I'm told, and a few people got down at street level. But as a parade, there's nothing to it. It just sucks. There's no entertainment value, and you can't tell who the players are.
Dale, we appreciate the call. You know, I think they have done a great job. I really do. I think most people thoroughly enjoyed the parade, except for the one guy that tried to catch the Mahomes ball and got a
parking meter implanted into his groin.
Has that parking meter been signed yet? Because that was some great blocking.
It was.
I mean, he hit a brick wall.
There are a few moments that do stand out.
I forgot about that.
But before the awfulness of that day, there are a few things that do stand out that will forever be very funny, and that was one of the guy didn't even get the football, if you recall.
That is correct.
But I think the city's done a great job. The police department's done a great job. All of our other law enforcement partners have done the best they could. I just think with that scale of an event, you are inviting issues.
He's just flailed out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, he gone. He was taken out by a parking meter.
Not even season ticket holders, if this is true, mine are for sale next year.
Really?
Those will not be hard to find a buyer for.
Wow. I just watched it in real time. Bob in Overland Park. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First things first, I was 50 feet away from Lisa when that went down, and I can tell you without a doubt, that was terror.
Yep.
To this day, I still feel for the littles, the children. Yep. I'll never forget that. Honestly, I wanted a rally, and I wanted it for personal reasons. I wanted to go back and prove that the bad folks don't win. So I'm a little disappointed. I think what this does, though, is it concedes to us all that, quite frankly, KCMO is not a safe place. And that's the facts. It's sad. But I think our city leaders have conceded that, you know, we can't play nice with one another, so we're going to sneak the ball and go home. And
what if we flip that around? Because I want to believe Kansas City is a safe place. I think if you flip it around and look at it this way, how many people do we think were down there? Let's pick a number.
Five hundred to a million.
Yeah. You know, ask any city, can you plan for everything that could happen And can you prevent some idiots from coming in with a backpack and doing what they did? And I've said this on this program, even if we continued that rally the way that it was held down at Union Station, it's too wide open of a vast space. There is no way to ensure that everybody coming in doesn't have something on. There's no way to do it. And so you're right. The safest thing to do is then scrap that plan and find a new path forward.
But Bob, let me challenge you if I can, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
Because you said, you know, getting rid of the rally, we're just letting the bad guys win. But you cannot walk into a concert or a sporting event without having to go through a magnetometer. It wasn't like that before. You cannot get on a plane without having to go through the same kind, if not more, personal scrutiny. You cannot go into a school without being buzzed in anymore. And you could argue that in each one of those cases, the bad guys have won. But in each one of those cases, I don't want to go back to the way it was before.
Yeah. I had so many friends, Bob, say to me, I'm not going back. And not because I think this is going to happen again, but more just because it did happen. Mm-hmm. And there, again, I go back to what I said earlier. I don't think there's any city in the world that could prevent all of the things in a wide open space like that.
And I understand why they're not doing it the year after the tragic events unfolded, because if it were to happen again, the imagery of that, it would not be good. But can we go back next year?
I think at some point.
The year after?
Well, I think at some point we probably will. There was a time, and I hope I'm getting this right, not too many years ago, where at the St. Patrick's Day parade, somebody drove a car into the parade route.
Oh, no, that was the Super Bowl parade. That was the 2019 Super Bowl parade.
Was that the Super Bowl parade? Okay.
And there have been a number of shootings at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Correct.
And they,
I'm not minimizing those shootings, but Sam, we don't just immediately recall those events for a reason. And that's because it was more, like, on a very micro level, more localized in a way that cannot be localized when 800,000 people are on a shared postage stamp in front of Union Station.
And it's on national TV. Mike in Kansas City. Mike, hello.
Hey, good afternoon and happy anniversary to you guys, Scott and Dana.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. I went to the 2020 parade. I was in the River Market. I got there at 5:30 in the morning. Cold as could be, they came by because it was the start of the parade. Then I scuttled into the sports bar nearby and I watched the rest of it on TV. I decide, well, 2022, I'm going to go down by the rally point. So I go down there about 9 o'clock, get there, and I could just feel a vibe that I did not feel comfortable with. People were bunched up and pushing, and as they were moving around trying to jockey for a closer spot, I didn't enjoy it at all. And I decided that day I'm not coming back down to a rally again. So last year I was at 13th and Grand. It was nice. We were throwing the footballs across the street to each other. It was just a much nicer atmosphere, and I would go do a parade again, but I will not go to a rally again if they ever have one anywhere else.
Mike, do appreciate the call. Thank you for your thoughts. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. We are standing by, and if we're able, we will bring it to you, a news conference with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly regarding the plane crash in Washington, D.C. that left 67 people dead, some of them from the U.S. national figure skating team. It left from Wichita yesterday afternoon and crashed into a helicopter over the Potomac in Washington, D.C. last night, as you guys all know. If and when Governor Kelly speaks, we will try to bring that to you live here on Dana and Parks. Wrapping up our conversation about a story from Fox 4, where they report, according to multiple sources, and again, I'm knocking on wood, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, there will be a parade, but there will not be a rally. What you would consider the rally will be a get-together at Arrowhead before the parade, featuring the players, their families, the governor, and the mayor. Let's go to Joe in Topeka. You get the last word. Hello, Joe.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. So I'm coming at this from a different angle. I was on the medical team that was at the parade and the rally last year.
On the what team, Joe? Say that again. What team?
I was on the medical team.
Got it.
So I was one of the nurses that was there. Luckily, I was in the VIP area, so inside Union Station, so I didn't see all the carnage. Yeah. But I did have friends out there. To a person, almost every single one of those people say they want to do another rally and they want to be out there again to help. Our point is that you can't let the bad guys win. And I always say, what happened after the Boston bombing happened? What happened a year later?
They had another marathon.
They ran the marathon.
They had another marathon, right? You take the lessons learned and you apply it to the next time. Now, whether that means we can have a rally and we have certain entrance points and there's no backpacks, that's what this idiot had, was a backpack with a gun in it.
Yeah.
Get rid of the backpacks. And, you know, but we can't let everybody win. We have to get out there and do it again and again. Plus, you brought up the World Cup is coming in a couple of years, and we're going to have all these same people out there.
Yeah.
If we don't practice now, what's going to happen in 4 years when this World Cup shows up?
The World Cup is next year.
And Joe, thank you for the call. I'm sorry you were there, but we're thrilled for the helpers who were there because God knows we needed helpers that day.
The only concern I have, and I agree with a lot of what Joe said, you can't let the bad guys win. This is sort of a capitulation to the bad guys. But can you imagine, God forbid, there was another violent incident. Let's say the Chiefs do win in a week and a half, and there's a parade, and then there's a rally at Union Station, and, you know, Kelsey's out there. You got to fight for your right.
Right.
And then after the rally, or maybe even during the rally, God forbid, there's a shooting. How many people are going to come out of the woodwork and say,
everybody,
we never should have had it. Didn't you guys learn your lesson from last year?
Yeah. The city's damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't.
That is exactly right.
We might give you a little taste of this. We're up against the break. But our good friend Melissa Etheridge has a message for the haters out there who are spreading falsehoods about our beloved team. And she actually went online and debuted a new song today. The title is Deal With It.
This one's for my dad, who'd really love to see his Chiefs from the Midwest making history. I know you're getting tired of Brittany and Patrick and Taylor and Travis and Donna and Kylie and State Farm. And what the hell is a bundle rooski? But until they all retire, you're gonna have to deal with it. Yeah, come on, everybody. And maybe someday a little good luck is gonna come your way. But until then, take it on the chin and just deal with it.
How great is that?
She's fantastic.
Deal with it. Makes me so happy.
She is fantastic. All right, we are standing by for a news conference from the Kansas governor, Laura Kelly. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. If it does, we will do everything we can to bring it to you live, because sadly, the plane that crashed in Washington, D.C. last night over the Potomac originated in Wichita. And on board were a number of figure skaters from the U.S. National Figure Skating Team. They were in Wichita for a competition and some training. We'll stand by for that. The news with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dana and Parks, celebrating 13 years as we enter our 14th today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.